Assembly encores are not unknown in Sitka. The job is more demanding than people think, though. Tor Christensen says he's running out of concern for the direction city government is headed.
Well, I think I did some good on the assembly. There were some things I do differently now, but I think that there's a need for some, for lack of a better word, institutional memory on the assembly. I had some people calling me, asking me to run. And I resisted for a while. I was really hoping that some other folks would step up, and nobody did. But I feel it's needed now. I think that we have been a bit, maybe a little bit aggressive as the assembly, as a city lately. We seem to be looking towards expanding city services, which is admirable. Everything that's been talked about has been things that at least a large portion of the population would like. However, at the same time, it seems like we've been making it harder to expand our tax base, making it harder for businesses to do business.
Christensen was born and raised in Sitka and attended the University of Minnesota. He spent 17 years working in the fishing industry in various places and jobs, with several years spent as production manager in Pelican. He returned permanently to his hometown in 1997. Christensen has a wife, Jessica, and two young children. He's the resources manager at Southeast Region Emergency Medical Services. He's an EMT-3 with the fire hall and the medic for Sitka's dive rescue team. Asked to illustrate his concerns about the city's expansion, he doesn't hesitate.
I think that the obvious one, of course, is the Hame Center. I understand why I do it. I took my daughter to swimming lessons up there. It was wonderful. I've spent a lot of time up there. However, you know, we were talking last budget about moving money from roads and the amount of money that we spent from roads and cutting the budget everywhere else. And in my mind, if we're going to raise taxes, we've got things we need to do now that needs to cover. We've got expansion happening whether we want it or not. I mean, according to the federal government, there's not much inflation right now, but I'm seeing some. Things always cost more, and we've got to, with these flat budgets, just holding steady where we're at is expanding.
Christensen previously served on the assembly for two full terms beginning in 1998. He ran for a third term in 2004 and lost, the fifth of six candidates. Christensen told KCAW's Ed Ronco that he probably pushed too hard to secure a permanent future for Sitka Community Hospital.
I got tunnel vision. I still feel that we need to protect and keep our hospital going. But I think I got caught up in the process a bit. And probably a little bit of hubris there, where I thought if I could make the lead, we could get the hospital funded and have a steady stream of funding for the hospital, you know, for as long as it was needed. Again, a fair amount of hubris involved. But I thought that, you know, if I can leave the assembly with the hospital healthy for the foreseeable future and a steady source of funding for it, you know, I'll feel like I've done my job. And probably I bit off more than we could chew as an assembly, and we went at it, I think, a little too aggressively. If we'd have spent a little more time and willing to, you know, say, okay, well, what if it's just better off and not taken care of?
What happened?
We talked about raising, I guess it was property tax, to provide a fund for the hospital so it would have a steady source of funding. You know, my personality is I tend to say, okay, we got a problem, let's fix it, and let's fix it forever if we can. And sometimes that's a good thing. I think overall, personally, I think it's a good thing. However, sometimes you can charge a little too hard. And to a certain extent, I think maybe that's a little bit what the current assembly is doing too.
Christensen believes his previous experience on the assembly will be useful, particularly during the budget process. He believes the assembly should do more to prioritize the budget rather than instructing department heads to simply make across-the-board cuts. He also wants to designate a point person to assist small businesses navigate City Hall, like an ombudsman. Christensen's father, Warren, was city attorney for many years and an active figure in the creation of many Sitka institutions, including Raven Radio. Tor Christensen believes he did some good on the assembly before, and he has made a difference for Sitka. He says, I would very much like my daughter in 30 or 40 years have people tell her about her father like people tell me about my father. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.